We're at the bottom here of Pei Dalet Amud Beis, Itmar. And again, we're talking about breaking the bones of the Korban Pesach. When you chayav for Shviras Etzem, when you're not chayav for Shviras Etzem. So we're about six lines up here. Itmar. We have a Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Eiver she'ein alav kazayis baser b'makom zeh. Let's say you have a limb, right? Well, let's say a leg of the sheep or whatever, that does not have a kazayis of basar in a certain place. But it does have, right, again, let's say upper towards the top of the leg, it does have a kazayis basar. Again, if you remember, we had connected the achila to the shviras ha'etzem. And so obviously the minimum shear of achila is a kazayis that you can register for the Korban Pesach. So let's say you have a bone that has something, some part of it has no meat, and part of it does have a kazayis. So what's the deal with that limb? What's a reyochanan amar yesh bo mishum shviras etzem, reyoshim ben lakish amar ein bo mishum shviras etzem, so amachogas reyosh lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And obviously, again, this is, if you remember from yesterday, this is how to understand what Rebbe said. The Rebbe had said yesterday that only if you have a kazayis basar, right, then as shayach, again, he connected the achila to the iser of shviras etzem. So again, that's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, depending on if you have to have meat in the exact place where you're going to break it or not. So Rabbi Yochanan says yes, Reish Lakish says no. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question. Ve'etzem losish berubo. You're not allowed to break it. Obviously, that's the pasuk. Echad etzem sheish alav kazayis basar. Ve'echad she'ein alav kazayis basar. Regardless of whether it has a kazayis basar or not, my ein alav kazayis basar. What do you mean that it doesn't have a kazayis basar? Elaim v'deim ein alav kazayis basar klal. If you tell me there is no meat on it whatsoever, so my yesh bo mishum shviras etzem. Why would be an iser to break the bones? Right? Again, we mask him. Right? If you remember, right, again, according to Rabbi, right, there is some sort of connection between the eating and the breaking, so there must be some sort of meat. Ela lavach kamer, it must be saying that echad etzem sheish alav kazayis basar b'makom zeh, ve'echad she'ein alav kazayis basar b'makom zeh, ve'esh alav kazayis basar b'makom acher. Right, so apparently, what does it mean? Right, you see that it must be that leman of shach, regardless of whether the meat is, regardless of wherever the meat is, it's still going to be shaykh to the iser of breaking the bones. So Malay, Shemesh Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Lo, that's not what the brisa means. How can come? This is what it means. Echad etzem sheish alav kazayis basar mibachutz, ve'echad etzem she'ein alav kazayis basar mibachutz. Regardless of whether the meat is on the outside or on the inside of the meat of the bone, right? As we pointed out, on the inside of the bone you have the marrow, so maybe it has kazayis basar on the inside. V'yishalav kazayis basar mibifnim b'makom shvira, right? Mimanav shach, right? Whether the kazayis basar is on the outside or on the inside, you still need to have a kazayis basar in the place where you're breaking it. But there, that price is saying that it doesn't matter whether it's the marrow or the meat, but it's still, you still need kazayis basar where you're going to break it for the iser to apply. Ve'atanya, and Rashi says b'nichusa, this is not a kasha, but it's a proof. And ve'etzem lo sish beruvo, echad etzem sheish bo moach, ve'echad etzem she'ein bo moach. Right, so again, you're not allowed to break a bone, whether it has marrow or not. Mani mekayim v'achulas abasar b'layla azeh. Right, so how do you therefore fulfill the pasuk of you have to eat the meat? Right, so basar shal gabi ha'etzem. Right, that is referring to meat on top of the bone. So oh, eino el b'basar shabtoch ha'etzem. Oh, maybe it's talking about meat that's inside the bone. Mani mekayim v'etzem l'zash b'ruvo b'etzem she'ein b'moach. And what's the iser of breaking a bone? It's with a bone that does not have moach, does not have marrow inside. But maybe you would say that an etzem that does have marrow inside, you should break and you should eat it. The altatamet, don't be shocked about this halacha. If this is true, shere yavo ase v'liyitcha lo sase, because the ase of eating the korban pesach should be docha, the loza say, of don't break a bone. Kesher omer, v'etzem losish b'ruvo, therefore, meaning you might have thought that, therefore it says, v'etzem losish b'ruvo, pesach sheni. Right? It says you don't need to, you're not allowed to break the korban pesach from the bones of the korban pesach by pesach sheni. Sheni tamal omer. You don't need to teach me that. Sherei kvar nema, because the pasuk says kechol chukas pesach yasu oso, that you have to do the korban pesach sheni just like all the halachos of the pesach rishon. Tzavi omer echad etzem sheish b'moach echad etzem shein b'moach. So apparently this pasuk, the extra pasuk of etzem losish beruvo, teaches me that you're not allowed to break a bone, that whether it has marrow or does not have marrow. So same thing with the brisa that you quoted. Right, again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where the kazayis basar is. Right, it's either inside or outside. But you still do need a kazayis of basar according to Reish Lakish in the place where you're going to break it. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. If a part of the animal went outside of the tchum, outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. So chosech ad shemagia le'etzem. Again, we quoted this yesterday. You cut up until where? Once you get to the bone, v'kolev ad shemagia le'perek, and you peel it away until you get to the kneecap or the joint. And then v'chotech, and then you cut off the bone. Right, obviously you can eat the meat and you can eat the flesh, but you have to cut off the bone. If you amr sinif, you tell me aver she'in alav kazayis basum b'makom zeh yesh b'makom acher ein b'sham mishuris etzem. And if you'll tell me that if you do have if the meat is on another area of the limb, is going to be usher to break. So I'm going to the kolav hashmegi the barak v'chotech. Why do you need to peel away the meat and cut off the bone then? Right, niklof beipur devenispere. Right, just peel a little bit where you're going to break it and break it there. Meaning you don't have to peel it all the way back to the point where you have to break it. Just peel it away a little bit and cut the leg off from there. So Abaye Amar Mishum Peka. Abaye says either because you may come to crack it if you cut it like that, or Ravina Amar Bekulis. Ravina says you're talking about the thigh, which has a ton of marrow. So therefore, again, if you break a bone that has marrow, so then you may end up messing up the marrow, and that would be bittul kutshim, and that would be an issue. That's as we mentioned yesterday, just like burning the bone is no good, so too breaking it would be no good as well. Okay, it's not hasam. We learned in the Mishnah. And again, this Mishnah is at the end of the Masechta. Hapigol v'anosar metamis heyadayim. As we mentioned yesterday, I think yesterday, maybe 2 days ago, that pigol is also is tamei midra bana and nosar as well. That anything if a korban gets messed up, so then it's with the machshavas pigol, so then it becomes tamei. It becomes a rishon, and therefore it is metamei hands. It's going to make them into a sheni. Okay, Ravuna v'Rav Chista is machlokas. Ravuna v'Rav Chista, chadam r'pnei chashdei kohuna, v'chadam r'pnei aslei kohuna. One of them says because we're concerned, we suspect the kohanim, and one of them says because the kohanim are lazy. Now we'll explain in a second what that means. Right, and there's no real machlokas here. Mar masnei a pigol, mar masnei a noser. One of them is talking about pigol, and one of them is talking about noser. And the Gemara explains, mam de masnei a pigol, the one who's talking about pigol, mishum chashdei kahuna. We're concerned. We're choshesh the kohanim, and therefore we're going to decree a sheni l'tuma on pigol kohanim. Again, we're concerned here. What's the concern? We're concerned that a kohen will mess up someone's korban if he doesn't like them for whatever reason. So he'll mess up their korban, and obviously they'll have to bring another one, so it'll cause them to lose money. By making it pigol, making it no good. So to kind of deter kohanim, they introduced a tuma, so that would make them hopefully think twice. Before making a person lose their korban, because then they would have to go through a purification process, etc., etc. Okay, that's pigol. And the one who said about nosar that nosar is going to be tummy because we don't want the kohanim. The kohanim are lazy to eat the korban, and the meat's going to turn into nosar. So we want to punish them for that. We want to make sure that they avoid doing that, so therefore we make it tummy. Right? Hopefully that will make them think twice. Okay, but the machlokas is Mars masni kazayis or Mar masni bekaveitza. The machlokas is how much of either pigol or nosar is going to make people tummy. Either it's kazayis or a kaveitza. Man damar kazayis ki isura, the one who says that it's a kazayis, it's as if it's according to the iser, meaning the iser to eat either pigol or nosar, right? It's iser achila. Is a kazayis. Uman de masni kabeitza, but the one who says that the shear is a kabeitza, that's ketumah, so right? We know that the shear for food, either to be metame or to be mekabel tuma. That machlokas Rashi Tosfos mentioned a lot earlier. So that's kabeitza. Either way, the shear is a kabeitza, and therefore they decided that pigul or noser is going to be tame be kabeitza. Now iboilu. They ask the following question. Let's say yotze gozru yotze. Let's say again. Now, do we have a similar tuma by a korban pesach that went outside of the boundaries? Gozru banan tuma olo, right, by a yotze. Do they, is it tamir or not? Mi amrinan, do we say nosar de gozru tuma da asil atzule be, right, that the reason why we said there's a tuma by nosar is because kohanim are a bit lazy, aval yotze, but if it went out of the walls, afuka be a daim, lo mafki be a daim. Right, people are not going to, you know, do it on purpose. Right, so therefore, goes the lo gazru beirabon and tuma. So chazal were not goes there. That there should be tummy. Oh, tuma lo shnar. Maybe it doesn't matter. Right, that nosar, right, yotze, right. It's all the same. Maybe it should be tummy as well. So Gemara says tashma. I'll bring you a proof. Iver shiyotze miktzaso. Again, we just quoted this a second ago. If a limb of the animal went outside the tchum, chote chach megil etzem, right, you cut it, cut the meat until you get to the bone. If a kolivach megil aperek, and you pull it up, right, until you get to the kneecap or the joint or the whatever joint it is, chote chach, and then you cut off the bone. Via amris because you bear a banan tuma. If you tell me that chazal or gozer tuma, if it went outside of the walls, so ki chote chle mahavi. Why are you cutting the meat off the bone to get to a clean break? Kametame leg, right? It's already tame, right? The outside stuff, right, is going to be metame on the inside, right? The whole thing is no good, right? It's going to be metame. The leg is going to be metame the animal. So Gemara says tumas asarim. Gemara says no. If the case of tuma that's hidden, the tumas asarim lo metamia, and hidden tuma is not necessarily metame. So this concept, just to explain, is that tuma is metame something, right? It will give someone else tuma, right? If it touches, right, an open surface, right? Touching the inside of something is not touching. That's not a thing. So our case is, right, even if you're telling me that the limb is tame, so that does not automatically make the rest of the animal tame, because it wasn't touching the outside. It was just the bone. So, as long as you don't touch the bone to the rest of it, since it was inside, it was behind the meat, so it's going to be it's not going to make everything else tummy. So Gemara says Ulu Ravina, but according to Ravina, Chiburu Ochlan Lav Chiburu, who says that foods being attached, meaning if you have two foods and one is tummy, so they are not considered to be attached. I mean, if you're planning on cutting it off, right? Not obviously if you're not. If you're eating it together, so then no. But if you're planning on something cutting one thing off from the other, so they're considered to be cut off already, and therefore they're not going to be metame each other. But commanded mefarti dami. And it's as if they're separate, right? So therefore, my ikalamimar. Because again, here, if you're telling me that it's as if they're separate already, so what can you say? Right? Come and ha. But if they're actually separate, right, the limb, let's say, and the animal, well, now you have that they're touching each other, right? Meaning they're considered to be two separate parts, and they are actually touching each other. Whereas before, where the limb was part of the animal, so it wasn't technically touching the rest of the animal because it was considered one animal. It was just the tuma was inside of it. It was kind of like hidden underneath the meat. So elag rather the man demasne kazayis the lesbic kazayis. So you must say that when you're telling me that the guy who says that pigol and nosar, the rav who says that pigol and nosar is going to be the minimum shear, so that's the lesbic kazayis. That's if there's less than a kazayis. Man demasne kabeitza kalesbe kabeitza. So, meaning in the cases where there's less than whatever shear it is. Even though Chazal said there's going to be tuma on whatever shear, in this case, we're not going to have tuma here because the case in the Mishnah is where there was less than a shear of the tuma. The rest of the animal is no good, right? The rest of the animal is fine because the limb that went out has less than either a kazayis or a kabeitza of meat on it. Okay, Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Another proof again. I'm trying to figure out this idea. Hamotzi basar pesach mechaburucha lechaburah. If a person takes out meat from one chaburah to the next, it's an isser to take meat from one house to the next. Right? Again, each korban pesach has to stay where it is. As we're going to see on Amabez, that even within the same house, it has to stay where it is. Right? You can't go from room to room if there are two korban pesachs in the same house. So aval pishahu below sasa, even though it's aser, still tahor. Still, the meat is tahor. So the Gemara says, "My love, tahor ve'osur." Right? We assume that it's tahor, but you're not allowed to eat it. Right? That's the implication. Right? Because taking it from one group to the other seemingly is the same as taking it outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. Right? And it becomes puzzle. But over here we see it's tahor. So apparently there's just no tumah, but it's also to eat. So Gemara says, "Lo tahor ve'mutter." Right, so no, it's actually mutter to eat. Because we're not going to compare going from one chabura to the other to leaving Yerushalayim because of the low mifsal, and it's not going to be possible. I have a katani sefer. Didn't the sefer say ochlo areze below sasle? But if you do eat it, it is aser. It's a low sase. If you take it from one house to the next or one chabura to the next, it's going to be aser for you to eat that meat. And the Gemara says, "Bishlam l'manda amar kebetza." If you'll tell me that the shear is a kebetza, and Chazal right said, really the Chachamim did say it was tameh. This because eyes for this bekeretza. So you can have a shear where it can be osur be'achila because it's kazais, but it doesn't have. It's not tameh because it's less than a kebetza. L'manda amar kazais, Michael Amimar. How can you have something that is osur to eat but tahor? How does that work? So Ella biyom biyotze pesach only bayolan the logos are abundant toma. So the Gemara says you're right, but by the case by it went out of outside Yerushalayim, you don't even have a question because there is actually no toma when it went outside of the walls. My time up because bnei chabura is reason new, because people are right, meaning if people are careful, bnei chabura is reason new. The people making the korban pesach are careful, and they're going to be careful that it doesn't go. No, it's not out of the walls of Yerushalayim. Sorry, outside of the house, outside of the chabura. People in the chabura are careful. Then I can take it outside of the Dalet Amos where they're eating the korban pesach. Eliki kamiboyelan. The question is, biyotze bekudshim. Right, if kudshim goes out of the walls, meaning that's mine. Is that is there tumah by kudshim? Whether it goes out of if it's kudshik kadoshim, if it's out of the Beis Hamikdash or kudshik kalim outside of Yerushalayim. So there, teku. Tishbi Tarez Kushri Sibayos, and the Gemara does not answer. Okay. Chabotse Barsar Pesach Mechabura Lechabura Minayin. How do you know that it's Osir to take meat from one Chabura to the next? So the Pasuk says that Daniel Lechabura that Raisa Lositzi Min Habayis Min Habasar Chutza. Don't take the meat outside of the house. That teaches me you can't take it from one house to the next. Mechabura Lechabura Minayin. How do you know if you have two groups within one house? You're not allowed to go from group to group. Tamalomar chutzah, right outside chutz lachilaso, outside of the place where it's eating. So then you have to make sure if you're in two different rooms, even within one house. Right, again, you can imagine everybody's in the same hotel. Right, everybody has their own designated korban pesach room. Okay, you can imagine such a scenario where there's different groups in the same house. Rabbi Ami says, "Motzi basar pesach mechabru lechabura, einu chayvat sheniach." Fascinating. Rabbi Ami connects the Isser Hotzah by the Korban Pesach to the Isser Hotzah by Shabbos. Well, we know by Shabbos you need Nakir and Anacha, right, to be chayev for the Hotzah on Shabbos, right? If you remember, all the way back in Masech Shabbos, Daf Beis. So you need Nakir and Anacha to be chayev for Hotzah on Shabbos. So he says here also, if you take out the Korban Pesach meat outside the Chabura, you're only chayev when you put it down. Right? Fascinating. Right, that's what he says. Hotzah k'sivei b'Shabbos, just like you have Hotzah by Shabbos, ma'Shabbos, adavad akira v'anacha, afacha nami, adavad akira v'anacha, you need to uproot it and put it down, right? You need akira and hanacha, just like a Shabbos. Masiv Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal has the following question. Are you sovlin osan b'motos? Now this is a Mishnah in Zvachim, where you have korbanos that were burned inside of the Kodesh. And they would take it out, like for example, a par helam dover shel tzibur. So, for example, what they would do is they would sprinkle blood inside in the Kodesh, and you burn some, then you would take the rest of the animal after you burned whatever you needed to burn on the Mizbeach, you take it outside of Yerushalayim. And anybody doing all this stuff would become tamei. Again, as Rashi says over here, the people who were carrying, let's say, the animal became tamei as soon as they left the azara. So when we're saying over here, Rishon Hayusovlin Osan B'motos, they would carry these korbanos on poles. Right? Two people would carry them, maybe, I guess two or maybe four, I don't know, depending on how big the cow is. But they would carry it on poles. Harishonim, the first people, meaning the people in front, holding the poles in front, yatsu chutz lechoma hazara, as if the first people went out of the walls of the Azara, v'achronim lo yatsu, and the back ones didn't, so then harishonim mitamim begodim, the people in front, even their clothes are tameh, v'achronim mitamim begodim, and the people in back are not tameh, because again, they're still in the Azara, they're still in the base HaMikdash. The Gemara says, I have halo nach, but they didn't put down the korban yet, so seemingly, how could it be mitame? How could we say that even though they went outside the Beis HaMikdash, again, it's not necessarily a korban Pesach, but you know, how could we maybe the you know, the tumah doesn't happen until they put it down? So Hamosiv lo v'amafarik lo v'amamamal, he answered it as well. Benigror, the case is where they are carrying it. It also says, if you look over here, it's not actually not carrying. I'm sorry, negror means dragging. Where they were dragging the cow, and therefore there wasn't a hanacha on the ground. Now, Tosfos says it wasn't actually that they were dragging it. You can imagine them schlepping this huge cow. Right? I imagine it would not have been an easy thing to schlep it out. No, he says that's not actually what's happening. He's just saying it's within Gimel Tvachim, and therefore it's like Lovewood, it's as if it's lying on the ground, and therefore that we'd see that you do require hanacha. As well, it is very interesting that they apply this, you know, from Shabbos to Korban Pesach, and then to this scenario of dragging out Kodshim and telling me when the Tumah is going to kick in. But we see that the Gemara is totally willing to do that. So I guess there's no issue. I looked around a little bit. I didn't see so much, but again, I wasn't really mind. So much in that aspect, but I just thought it was interesting that it's willing to apply it across so many areas of halacha. Okay, either way, new Mishnah. Eiver sheyotza mitzaso, if part of a limb goes out of the side of the walls. So chodech ad shemegiel etzem, again, this is we quoted a couple times already. This is the actual source for it, the Mishnah. And you cut up until you get to the bone, meaning you cut away the meat until you get to the bone. But chodech ad shemegiel perek, and you cut up the meat, right? You fold back the meat until you get to the kneecap or the joint or whatever. The chodech, and you cut it off. Mukudashim, and by other kudshim where there's no iser to break a bone, so then kofitz, you can just chop it off with a cleaver. Because there's no issue, right? There's no problem with breaking the bone. All right, so here, what are you accomplishing when you pull the meat off? So, right, so again, there's no meat by the area where you break the bone in the Korban Pesach, but okay, either way, but by other korbanos, that's not so. Min ha'gala agaf filifnim kilifnim. Now, let's say, how do you know, where is the outer boundary, let's say, when you're leaving Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, let's say if you have a door leaving the walls. So min ha'agaf filifnim kilifnim, right, from the airspace underneath the mantle, an in is considered to be in. And from the airspace and out is out. Obviously, that's contradictory, like as the Mishnah will point out, as the Gemara will point out, because what's the space underneath, right? If you tell me from the inside is the in and from the outside is out, so what about underneath the mantle? Okay, in the airspace within the door itself, fine. And then the Mishnah says, right, the windows and the walls themselves, right, the thickness of the walls and the windows, they're considered to be inside. Okay, just before we get to that that interesting idea, before we get to that distinction, right, again, the steer of the Mishnah, Amar Vida Mara V'chein L'Tfila. The same thing is true of tefila. If you have to figure out, again, this has become much more nogea lemaisa. Again, just to explain, what he was saying is that when you're counting 10 people for a minyan, as Rashi quotes over here, you have to be inside the room, right? You have to be inside the room to be counted as a minyan. And that's so that's what he's saying, where you count up until. Upligid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which Moshe mentioned in a second, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afilu Mechitza Shel Barzel, Enam Hafsekas Ben Yisrael, Levim Shel Bashamayim, right, even a wall does not stop Jews from their father. Big Machlokas, Rishonim, as to what this is referring to. Rashi says that, there's no, that meaning Rashi and I think other Rishonim say, that even if you're outside the room, then it's fine, that's not a thing, meaning the wall, or certainly standing in the doorway, does not disqualify you from counting the minyan. Tosfos says it's not true, that the case is where you have a minyan, and the question is whether other people can join in with the minyan. And then there's another sheet that I forget already where it's on Rishonim. It says that it's not talking about davening and minyan at all. Again, because we said the tefillah, but what are we talking about? He says, I think it's a Rambam, if I'm not mistaken, that says that we're talking about Kohanim, that Birkas Kohanim, anybody behind the wall is included in Birkas Kohanim. Because as the Gemara said, there's a Mechitza Shel Barzel, Einam Hafsegas Ben Yisrael Levim Shem Shemayim, even the wall cannot stop the Jews from their father in heaven, right? Again, the biggest quantum goes through the wall. But what I was saying before is that it's very Nogea Lamaisa. Baruch Hashem, we, in years past, we were very Zocha to daven in shuls that are full. There's no real issue of getting a minion, at least for those in areas with a lot of Jews. But nowadays, unfortunately, with the corona and, outdoor minyanim, who is counted as a minion? Is on the merpeset? Is he counted? Is he? This guy's behind the door. This guy's behind the this. This guy's behind the that. Right. So unfortunately, these few lines became very nogei lamaisa for the past year when you're talking about outdoor minyanim and the like. Okay. Yes, technically, again, review the Marav was of the opinion that for davening, as explained by Rashi, everybody has to be in the same room. Okay, it's a shame we'll be zocha to go back to shul, and people were starting, at least in Eretz Yisrael, we're starting to go back to shul soon. So b'zot Hashem. All right. Either way, so the Gemara said points out that in the Mishnah there's a bit of a stira. Haguf akasha. The Mishnah is contradictory. Amarta, you said min hagafa lefnim kilefnim, from the airspace under the mantle and inside is inside. Hagafa tzmo kuluchutz, implying that the airspace of the door itself is outside. But Ema Seifa, what about the outside? The outside. What about the second part of the Mishnah? Ha'agaf v'lechutz kolachutz. Right, from the outside of the airspace is outside. Ha'agaf atzmo kolifnim, implying that the airspace itself is inside. So the Gemara says, Lo kasher kam b'shari azara, kam b'shari Yerushalayim. There's a difference between what you're talking about. You're talking about the gates of the Beis Hamikdash, so that is that's considered to be inside. But the gates of Yerushalayim, the airspace in the gate is considered to be outside. Why weren't the shari gate, literally the gates, but the airspace in the gates themselves? Why were they not kadosh? They're not considered to be again. When it says Niskachu, they became kadosh. Obviously, they were kadosh when in times of David. But we're talking about the second base Hamikdash when Ezra Nehemiah came back and reconsecrated the Yerushalayim after it had been, contaminated by the Goyim, by the Babylonians, etc. So they did not include the Sharim, they did not include the gates in the airspace. But why not? So they did it as a chesed. Because the Mitzorayim, who were not allowed to be in the city, right, who were Tame, right, would stand underneath them, either because of the sun or the rain, but they wanted to have a place for these Mitzrayim to stand, right? Because Lamaisa, they were kicked out of Yerushalayim, so Lamaisa, they had a place to stand to be sheltered from the elements. And why wasn't the gate of Nicanor be kadosh, even though all the other ones were, and this is exactly our point, that all the other gateways of the Beis Hamikdash of Har Habayis were kadosh, but Nicanor Dafka was not. Why? Because Mipnei Mitzrayim Umdim Sham Umachnisim Behonos Yodam. So the Mitzorahs, again, the Mitzorah, the part of the process to be an entire Mitzorah is that on the eighth day they have to have some blood on their thumbs. So the problem is, right, they're Tomei up until that point. So how can they come into the Beis Hamikdash and get this avoda done? So they would basically stick their thumbs through and through Shar Nicanor. And that's how they would do it. They would kind of that way they would be on the Har Habayis, quote unquote, but they wouldn't be in an area that was kadosh and mess beyond Har Habayis with tuma, etc., etc. Okay, we'll stop with the two dots over here. We'll go weiter in the Hayes and Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.